Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel advances religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and marriage and the family through litigation, education, and public policy. We've been talking this week about the many projects and affiliated ministries of Liberty Counsel. We want to focus today on one of those pillars, advancing marriage and family. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. You know, Matt, when we first started Liberty Counsel in 1989, Anita and I founded the ministry in 1989. It was based upon two pillars, the sanctity of human life and religious freedom. And it was religious freedom and the sanctity of human life that ultimately catapulted Liberty Counsel into being, particularly the sanctity of human life. It wasn't until the early 90s that we added the third leg, which is marriage and the family. Because in 1989, although it may have been and certainly was happening in the background, that wasn't on the horizon. What ultimately came about in the early 1990s involved domestic disputes, divorces, where marriages broke up, there's children involved in the marriage, and then one of the spouses, now the ex-spouse, enters into a same-sex relationship, and there's custody issues and visitation issues and exposure of these kids to something that's very confusing, same-sex relationships of one of their parents. We got contacted by many people to help. We weren't equipped to dig into the domestic disputes because those are based upon local state laws. So we began training lawyers who practice in the area of domestic law, marriage and family issues. We began training them on constitutional litigation that ultimately involved parental rights and other kinds of issues. And then we continued to get more questions for assistance. And so we ended up launching our third leg, which is the marriage and family leg. And we have been defending marriage and family since the early 1990s to the present.
Yeah. And around that time, as you mentioned, there began a real push to deconstruct, to redefine, and thereby negate and water down and trivialize the institution of legitimate marriage between a man and a woman through the inception, the novel idea of taking marriage and taking two males or two females and somehow applying erroneously the word marriage to that relationship. Sadly, through judicial fiat, we know years later, in 2015, I think, June of 2015, the United States Supreme Court arbitrarily just decided to divine out of thin air some constitutional right to redefine and deconstruct marriage. Liberty Counsel has been at the forefront in fighting that. This is something that does not fall under the purview of five people on the United States Supreme Court to redefine. It is an institution created by God himself.
Yeah, it is. Certainly, you can't redefine gravity. You can try to, but good luck.
You still fall.
You can't change the fact that we are born as male and female.
Right.
We're not randomly assigned a ticket that happens to say M or F, and there may be mistakes by the assigner. We are born male or female. And yet, this whole idea of attempting to redefine God's creation of marriage and male-female is a major part of the battle for the family. And really, right, at the core of it is a religious freedom battle as well.
You know, we are definitely involved in all these LGBT issues and been given labels of hate groups and haters and all that. But we want to clarify, it has nothing to do with hate. We love all people. God calls us to value all lives. But he's also clear about the sanctity of life and marriage as he's created it between one man and one woman. So we are very much in the forefront of defending that.
Well, we're not going to call different people haters or hate groups,
right,
because we disagree. We respect the sanctity and dignity of human life, even
right,
of people that we disagree with. There's no reason for us to demonize them.
No.
It would be completely contrary to our Christian core beliefs and our value system. But those that don't agree with us, they don't have that restriction on them morally or ethically. And so they are willing to demonize their opponents and dehumanize them and give them all kinds of labels and so forth. We hate no one. We love all people. Christ died for all people. We are all sinners, and we're all in need of the grace of Jesus Christ and the forgiveness of Christ and the transformation of Jesus Christ.
That's right. Amen. Amen. But we are commanded by our Lord and Savior to speak truth nonetheless, truth in love. And sadly, truth is hate to those who hate truth, to those who are in denial of reality, that God created them male and female, and that for this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be joined unto his wife, and that no one should separate those two. That's paraphrasing Matthew 19, where Christ himself defines for us, referring back to Genesis, defines for us the institution of marriage and the non-reality of this novel notion of transgenderism, that people can choose our arbitrarily to change their God-given male or female sex. It's absurd, but we don't say that out of hate. We say it out of love, because truth without love is hate.
Yeah, you know, we began to train domestic attorneys as early as 1993, 1994, and we also began some of the first litigation to defend marriage. It was 2004. And that was when the mayor of San Francisco, Gavin Newsom, began issuing, on Valentine's Day of 2004, same-sex marriage licenses. Of course, he had no authority to do that. We filed a lawsuit, litigated that for some time, all the way up to the California Supreme Court, and won. Ultimately, won, stopping him. Then we were part of the Proposition 8 referendum in California, where people went to the polls and passed the marriage amendment. Then we litigated successfully about 50-plus cases around the country, from California to New York and everything in between, defending and winning the sanctity of marriage as the union of a man and woman. And in 2015, only 11 years after all of that began, 5-4 arbitrary opinion of five justices with no legal backing, as Chief Justice John Roberts said, just their own pure will, not supported by the Constitution or the court's precedents, they tried to impose same-sex marriage. I think that decision ultimately, when the change of court occurs and a new justice to replace some of the justices on the Supreme Court that are soon to retire or getting close to retirement, I think that we will return this country both to a sanctity of human life ethic, because that's not supported by the Constitution, and to a country that does not impose from five people on high this crazy notion that you can redefine marriage as the union of a man and a woman.
Well, it's an illegitimate decision, just like Roe v. Wade was illegitimate, just like Dred Scott, Buck v. Bell. The Supreme Court has had cases overturned because they were not rooted in truth or precedent or law or the Constitution before.
The Dred Scott case was a decision that ultimately led to the Civil War, as part of the Civil War, because the court said that people of color, black Americans, did not have full constitutional protection. They were only partially protected. And the Buck versus Bell in the 1920s, that case said that, yes, Virginia and any other government can forcibly incarcerate individuals and sterilize them solely because they didn't want them to procreate their kind anymore. Yes, that came from the United States Supreme Court. We would not support that. Nobody would support that now. And the same thing came from the United States Supreme Court of killing your children since 1973. And then the 2015 decision, the opinion of five people. So the court has been horribly wrong over the years, and time has ultimately corrected the course. The sooner the better, in my view, because both of these decisions are horribly wrong and very destructive. But we continue to defend marriage. We're not going to ever stop defending marriage. You can't change what is. It is what it is, and it's marriage between a man and a woman. And we're not going to be walking away from this radical LGBT agenda. We're going to continue to defend God's design for marriage and family and human sexuality. Both of these attempts to redefine marriage and human sexuality, to literally abolish any kind of morality or objective distinction between men and women, are ultimately an attack on God, and that's why they implicate religious freedom. That's why there's this clash between this agenda and religious freedom. Stand with Liberty Council. Go to lc.org, click on the About button to learn more about the many projects and ministries of Liberty Council, And we encourage you to become a partner with Liberty Counsel by pledging to support us with your monthly gift. Go to Liberty Counsel's website and pledge your monthly gift today, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.